Kevin Stribos, welcome to the America, and let's take the first moto first. Really bad that you fell, because what a ride to come back to 10th. That was a great ride.
Yeah, I think so. No, it was too bad that I crashed. I think it surprised me a little bit with the soil on top there, because it was quite a kind of loose, and I think it got a good start, but I just tucked the front in and lost it, you know. And then after that, I got a good ride. I pushed really hard to get to 10th. In the end, I was really tired, you know, because also with the altitude, yes.
I saw your tweet. You said, I'm really tired after the first moto.
Yeah, you know, and then on the second race, I couldn't push that hard in the beginning, you know, because I felt I was tired and I was thinking, you know, yeah, it's going to be a long race. So I slowed down a little bit just to stretch the whole race so I could keep my pace. And yeah, 8 was the best, you know, so. Yeah. But I think, yeah, like the first time here, I'm just really happy with how things went.
And, yeah, you're happy with the day and everything? Felt like you did all right?
Yeah, I think so. No, I think there's some space for improvements. Mm-hmm. We tested the bike like 2 days, but yeah, everything was good, you know. I think the bike was working great. Just have to work a little bit on the starts. But overall, I'm really happy with that.
Production bike over here, you got a factory bike in Europe. Is there much difference?
Yeah, it's a little bit different, but we get some parts from Europe to here, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, or they add also the same parts a little bit. But I think overall, I feel good on that bike, you know. It's not like it's worse, or so it's good.
Yeah. Talking to Kenny, talking to Zach Osborne, the lack of practice time, Rattray said it too, the lack of practice time in America was a big thing for them when they first came over. Just not as much, you guys ride the track for a couple hours each GP. Did you find it tough?
Yeah, you know, sure, it's definitely tough because we have like 2 times 30 minutes practice and then the race and then on Sunday.
A warm up.
So yeah, it was kind of different and I just need to get used to it, you know, because I'm not that guy that jumps everything from the second lap and here I had to do so.
I was quite
excited about that, and it's good. It's fun. It's something new. I think it's also good that they do that everything on one day, you know. So it's very intensive.
Mm-hmm.
Also like the race, you know, from the start it goes so intense, and I think GP is a little bit less.
So is that the one major difference? That's my next question. The one major difference, the intensity level maybe is a little higher here.
Yeah, I think so. You know, sure, especially like the time practicing. Mm-hmm. And then from the start on, they go a little bit more intense, like Europe.
Well, hey, cool. It was cool seeing you here, and you're going to do Muddy Creek next week. And what do you got planned for this week in between?
Not so much. We just do some riding again, I think Tuesday, Wednesday, maybe Thursday. And then Friday, fly to there, to the race. And just trying to make the best of it, because it's only 2 weeks, and I love to be here, so who knows.
How is your GP season going for you? A little ups and down, a little up and down so far. It's early, but not quite as good as last year, I guess.
No, I'm fifth in the championship, so I'm happy with that. Last week, I got my first podium.
Mm-hmm.
The weekend before in Portugal, I was a little bit sick, so that's why everything went a little bit worse. And it's still a long season. We're still many races left, so try to do my best and try to keep that in the top five.
All right. Hey, well, thanks for coming.
Okay, thanks, man.